All right, fine. Let's do our parts. We'll read ours back and
Okay.
forth. You read yours, I read mine.
Okay, so do wow, that joke is horribly worded, and we'll pick it up from there.
Wow, that joke was horribly worded. Let me fix that for you.
Yeah, I should take pains to be more grammatically correct when impersonating sitcom ads.
Join them on Thursdays as they struggle to acclimate to the pressures of the big city and completely fail to perceive the cultural norms we all take for granted. It's not just grammar, you fuck, it's the comedic concept as well. Why the fuck would you use both cultural norms and mores in the same joke? It's just completely redundant and distracting in what you're trying to say. God, I hate you.
Kyle Brodsky likes this. Smash cut to a sign that says no jaywalking and a swarm of ambulances circling a corpse.
The one episode sitcom, a concept by two fucking losers.
Watch it take off and become the standard in the mid-2020s.
With luck, I'll have been killed by my own hubris by
I think I'll stick around and try to justify my continued existence on wanting to ride it out.
Quote, meh, I think I'll keep living for now.
And then I struggle in vain with my thumbless hands to put a gun up my mouth and pull the trigger.
In 2018, everyone's thumbs were replaced with cell phones slash computers slash MP3 players, and then the company that made them all went out of business 3 months later. So we're all stuck with none around.
That's the best end of the world scenario.
Just a bunch of fucking useless Nokia thumbs.
I got a really shady burner from Walmart. Plug and play thumb.
My thumbs are Sanyo MP3 players that don't work.
I can read ebooks on my thumb, or at least I used to be able to.
If only the battery wasn't permanently dead. Why is it so funny now? A certain phrase, like, not a thumb between us.
What is man rot? What is mankind rot?
Bunch of Nokia thumbs. What kind of, like, fucking dirty, pathetic, dystopian vision is this? It's like, we're incapable of writing a joke that isn't a joke about our failures to write a joke.
When you think about it, you know,
It's what
our
we're laughing
opposable
at.
thumbs are what allowed us to create inventions in the first place, so it makes sense that our inventions would rob us of our opposable thumbs, man.
It's every fucking joke we make, it's like a comment on how we made the joke. That's why we laugh at
Just really like now a thumb between us.
That's the
Not a
name of my
fucking thumb
sci-fi
between
short story collection. Not a thumb between us.
Sure, no one will have thumbs.
I have no thumbs and I must
will.
scream.
There will be no suicide because no one will have thumbs.
Short story followed by my own niece.
Thank you, Zune.
Now, I love the idea of Sanyo MP3 players. The ones you fucking buy off the shelf at Walmart. Those are my thumbs. My thumbs are those. And they don't even work. That's the best part.
They're just preload with Britney Spears.
Tragic. What a horrible, ridiculous, and tragic world.
This is some serious Rod Serling shit. So, Brandon, who makes your thumb?
If I really had to think about it, I'd say Motorola.
You get good rates, good minutes, roaming.
I have to use my own broken Motorola thumb to use a bigger, larger Samsung phone.
People start to, the cell phone companies that are left start developing cell phones that are compatible with our old cell phone thumbs. It's like that's how they advertise them. Like, if you have Sanyo thumbs, then this Motorola phone is for you.
We end up making ourselves extinct as a race because we have to put large buns in everything and it depletes all of our resources.
We have like thumb envy, and like thumbs become such a huge part of our society that
like thumbs become overly sexualized, and
we have exactly that's where I'm going with this. Like we have thumb fetishes, and it just becomes the mainstream, and like
oh dude, check out that girl's thumb.
Men select women for their thumbs.
I hope this is like the post-apocalypse part. Like this isn't when we're still civilized, but
damn,
way after
that bitch could hail a cab.
You fucking faggot. Why do we develop the shittiest, most baseless pothead one-line ideas into these huge worlds? That all
because someone has to dream.
It all revolves around to the single most short, dumbest joke of all time. This whole body of work that we've crafted relies on one fucking concept that nobody in the world finds funny except for us.
That's what this other conversation on Joe's Wall was.
Right.
It's, what was it?
We're really, really good at doing something where like that nobody likes but us or something like that.